All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. Guys, we are back with Monster College, so let's get started. Let's see what it is this time. Tell me everything, Rachel. Whatever it is, I'll help you. It's a terrible thing, Grim. This could be the last time we see each other. What? Please, tell me, don't keep me in suspense. It's about my parents. They invited me to a dinner at their castle. Is your mother's cuisine that bad? Don't joke about this. My mother's never cooked in her life. Not even in the undead life she's in now. My parents don't approve of my crusade against vampire stereotypes. And unlike what I told you, they don't even know I'm carrying it out. Not cursed. Rachel gets herself into trouble without the need for any curse. I have a plan? I know what to do. Well, buy a nice gothic dress and some black dye for your hair. So when it's time to welcome you, they won't notice anything out of the ordinary. Yeah, it's definitely the best approach. I've been pretending to be a traditional vampire with them for years now. I'm sure that with a little makeup and attention, you'll be able to make them believe everything is fine. I hope it's enough. If you didn't know, well, my father is Baron Orlok, better known as Orlok the Slaughterer. Before becoming a vampire, my father killed his older brothers to take control of the barony. My father killed one of his children from one of his exes just because he had shown mercy in battle. I don't think he'll be magnanimous if he finds out I'm lying to him. Can he read our mind? He has many extraordinary and useful powers. But reading minds doesn't seem to be one of them. Then we can do this. I can even trick them by dressing and behaving like a traditional vampire. The problem is, that's not the only problem. Another problem? What is it? Rachel, what else are they expecting? I didn't want to say it, but some time ago on the phone with my mother, I may have said that I have a boyfriend. For years, my father's been trying to arrange a marriage with the Rolmerd family. But they are horrible and backwards people. They use their power over people to accumulate wealth. At that moment, it seemed like a good idea to get me out of embarrassment. I'm afraid to ask you, is there anything else? No, but, obviously my boyfriend must be a vampire. Of course! So, now you also have to pretend to have a boyfriend. And who could help me? We can ask Kyle. My father knows Kyle's family well. It wouldn't work. I would end up having to marry Kyle for real, and the idea doesn't appeal to me. I don't know if you know, but it's said that Kyle spies on Professor Dragomira at her house. How disgusting. Stuff for perverts, don't you think? Well, yes, a little. We can ask Strike. Strike? I don't want to. After that trick at the pool party, I don't want anything to do with him. Moreover, he's someone who would wet himself in front of my father. I see. I have an idea. I know who could be the vampire for you. Who? I don't know of any other vampires here in Silverleaf. At least not credible enough to introduce to my father. Me? What? Since when did you become a vampire? What? No. Since you'll pretend to be a traditional vampire, I can also pretend to be a vampire. My wolf fangs can still look like vampire canines. I have superhuman strength and can drink blood, although I'm not crazy about it. And then I can dress like I'm at a funeral. I don't think anything else is needed. You're the bravest person I know. Not even my father will be able to intimidate you. Oh, Grim, it's a fantastic idea. Thank you. You're fantastic. You brought the sun back into my day. Did I bring the sun into a vampire's day? Doesn't seem like a good thing. Ha ha. Silly. I'm crazy as well as foolish. I agreed to scam a family of millennial, sadistic, and aristocratic vampires. Hee hee. Oh, Rachel, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. You're my hero. I hope this kiss is a preview and not the final prize. I'm leaving now. I'll let you know the date of the dinner so we can prepare in advance. Great. Take care, Rachel. Okay, I've got myself into trouble. Maybe I should ask someone how to be less werewolf and more vampire. Where the hell have you been? Shit, Sophia, the ritual. Sophia, no excuses. You forgot. No, Sophia, I didn't forget. I was just organizing my thoughts. Tch, you're always chasing after some fluttering skirt. This thing is important to me. Of course, it's important to me, too. Enough talk. So, are we going or what? Do you need to look under another girl's skirt to find an answer? We can go. Do you have the poison with you? Of course. Know that obtaining it was not easy. Sure, yeah, right. I bet screwing Lily must have been quite the sacrifice. Oh, oof. I didn't think her orgasmic screams would reach your room. I'm sorry. I hope you managed to get some sleep. Did you fuck her for real? Asshole. Today you're particularly rude. Today I'm particularly pissed off. Today? Let's go. Okay. Fine. I've never taken part in a magic ritual before. I can't wait to see what it's all about. I'm really curious. All that hurry and she still made me wait for half an hour to change. Moreover, this ritual dress seems like bullshit. But I don't dare say it. I wouldn't want her to turn me into a toad. This dress is nothing short of exciting. Those witch rituals must have been written by old wizard perverts, so they can look at their half-naked apprentices, I'm sure of it. Hey, Sophia, we've been walking in the woods for almost an hour. Is it still far away? What's up, Grim? Are you tired already? No, just a little nervous. You know, they say there's a monster in the forest. Oh, really? What kind of monster? They say that in these woods wanders a werewolf. Ha ha, very funny, Grim. The career of a comedian is not for you. Anyway, we have arrived. I brought the statue into the heart of the woods, far from prying eyes. The statue of Edward. It took me a while to get it out of the art classroom. I had to transform myself, otherwise it would have been too heavy. How the hell did Sophia manage to bring it here? Better not ask. The victim seems scared, but it's not just that. There's something else in his expression. A mix of surprise, sadness. Oh, poor Edward. Whoever did this to you will not go unpunished. It's time, Grim. Let's begin. What do you want me to do? Theoretically, nothing. Intervene only if you see that something goes wrong. How do I know if something goes wrong? Oh, you will notice. I thought there would be a magic formula. Instead, there's only imperceptible whispers. It seems to be working. Damn it. With those boobs, I'll end up getting distracted and not realizing I have to intervene. Sophia is so graceful. She looks like a dragonfly dancing on the water. And it seems like magic dances with her. It's like she's the conductor and the spell is the rest of the instruments. And I'm the audience. Here we are. Ah! This hiss. Shh. Oh. It's deafening. Ah? He stopped. Fee. Eh? Fee! Now is it whistling? Is it whistling? If this is all it takes to do magic, I can do it too! Oh wow, look at her! Incredible! Sophia has the power to whistle! I expected this ritual to be less funny! Oh, the ground is shaking! I admit I was doubting Sophia was capable of such magic. What an incredible spectacle! What an incredible globe! Did the magic really work? Please, please, please! Tell me it worked! Ah! Nothing. The spell failed. I failed. I'm a disaster. I'm not worthy of calling myself a real witch. I'm sorry, Edward. I'm really sorry. Because of my incompetence, we will never know how that evening really went. Is everything okay, Sophia? Grimm, thank you for your help. Unfortunately, the spell didn't work. Sophia, don't be discouraged. We can still try again. There's no need to try again. I haven't made any mistakes. Success is the ability to go from failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm. Excuse me. Success is the ability to go from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm. Oh, really? Word of Winston Churchill. I suppose he didn't have any problems with his magic. What do we need to change? What do we need to do to succeed? You wouldn't understand. Is it really that complicated? Actually, it's very simple. I don't understand the problem then. You don't need to understand. Thank you anyway for everything, Grimm. I need to be alone for a while. So we were left alone, you and me. You who know her better than I do. What doesn't she want to tell me? Not answering, huh? You're rocked after looking at her ass, huh? One thing I'm sure of. Sophia didn't tell me the whole truth. She knows perfectly well why the ritual failed. But it's something she doesn't want to tell me. Something she's ashamed of. I need to understand what it is about. I want to help her at all costs. I will find out what didn't work. And I will help her replicate the ritual successfully this time. Professor Wilson's lessons are truly unique. Today, however, I couldn't focus at all. Hey, Grimm. Do you have a minute? I wanted to talk to you. Hey, Emily. Tell me everything. I don't want to bother you. Oh, Emily, don't worry. You never bothered me. It's just that you seem a bit upset. You're always very involved in Wilson's lessons. Today, however, I saw you kind of out of it. Is something wrong? Yeah, there's a few things on my mind today. If I can be of help to you, you can always count on me. Let me explain. About everybody? Do we go with just... Maxine revealed to me a certain problem of hers. Oh, she talked to you about it in the end? Ah, did you already know? Better this way. What did you think about it? I care a lot about Maxine, but sometimes she seems really out of it. She told me there might have been some issue with a ritual that brought her back to life. Yeah, that's what we theorized together. Unfortunately, I don't know much about necromancy. Ironic, coming from a ghost, huh? Haha, yeah. The only thing we can do for her now is to stay close and support her as much as possible. I see. Well, I intend to help her solve her problem. Still, until I find a solution. I'll try to be as close to her as possible, too. Is there anything else bothering you? Well, about Nina. I guess you heard what happened between us werewolves. Is the initiation gone wrong, huh? Yeah, it's public news. A lot of people came looking for you and Nina. Well, I'm worried about Nina. I hope she's recovered physically. She really had a hard time. And then I saw her fighting badly with Alex. I hope she didn't get in trouble with her family for that. Nah, Nina is strong. Her family will come to terms with her choices. No, I get your real problem. Now that she left Alex, you can't wait to make a move, huh? What? There's no need to be shy. Everyone knows that, well, you slept together. Damn, Oliver can't keep his mouth shut, huh? Well, no big deal. There's no reason not to say it. That's right. Something blossomed between me and Nina, and yes, we slept together. Oh, I see. I was hoping it was just gossip. Is there anything else bothering you? Well? I'm looking for information about Mathilda Campbell. Do you know who she is? No. Actually, it doesn't ring a bell. Apparently, she's a creator of Madame Olga. Oh, yes, I know a bit about Olga's past, but I didn't know this name. Too bad, I was hoping you could help me. You should ask Professor Dragomira. From what I know, she was the one who found Olga. Maybe she'll be able to tell you more. Yes, Dean Sharp already mentioned it to me. I'll talk to her as soon as I have a moment. Is there anything else bothering you? Well, about Rachel. Oh no, what did she do this time? Oh no, no, nothing. But I agreed to pretend to be her boyfriend in front of her parents. Pretend, huh? Well, yes, I care a lot about Rachel, but as a friend. Oh, Grim, I'm glad. Just want to help out a friend, you know? Not for any other reason. Anyway, I guess that wasn't the problem. No, well, the problem is that I also have to pretend to be a vampire. And I gotta be honest, I don't really know how to behave. I mean, how should I behave? How does a vampire act? Maybe you should behave in a superb and gloomy way. I don't know, I'm not an expert on the subject. But apart from Rachel, don't all vampires seem a bit like that? Superb and gloomy. I'll try to imitate Sophia then. Well, maybe a little less grumpy. Is there anything else bothering you? Well? I'm worried about Sophia. What happened? A spell went wrong and turned her into a toad? Not exactly. She asked me for help with a magic project. I gathered the ingredients she asked for. She performed the whole ritual perfectly, yet in the end the spell didn't work out. Was there an unexpected outcome? No, nothing. It didn't have any effect at all. I repeat, it seemed like everything went smoothly. But it's as if the spell lost power in the end, and it dissolved without achieving the desired effect. Simply, it was ineffective. What did Sophia say about it? She didn't say much. She was very vague. She took the blame for the failure. What do you think? What do I think? Well, I feel like she's hiding something from me. She knows perfectly well why this failed, yet she doesn't want to tell me for some reason. I think I deserve some explanations. Maybe I know what happened. Really? Please explain it to me. Some time ago, I had a friend, Sabrina. Sabrina was a witch, just like Sophia. She studied here at Silverleaf, but she finished her studies 2 years ago. And she explained some things to me about how to become a real witch. A real witch. Sophia said that too. You see, Sabrina wasn't able to fully control her powers until she found a boyfriend. In that sense, she wasn't a real witch before because she had never had a real partner or companion. A person with whom you understand, right? No. A boyfriend or a girlfriend. Yes. A companion with whom... Companions, boyfriends, witches. What are you trying to tell me? You. What did you do? What do you do with your partner? Ah, okay, but what does this have to do with magic? From what Sabrina explained to me, witches draw their power from their own emotions. Emotions that accumulate by living important experiences. Living traumas like the death of a loved one. Joys like the birth of a child. The power of a witch is strongly limited if these events are not experienced. The more experiences they go through, the stronger emotions they accumulate, and the more the power of witches grow. A witch who doesn't live these experiences is not a real witch. And one of the most crucial phases to overcome for a witch is to make love. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't seem to me that Sophia has been with many people in such a way. Since you lost Edward, she leads a lonely life. Maybe she never... You get it, right? Yeah, got it. Thank you so much for listening to me, Emily. You're a treasure. I've inundated you with problems. I'm sorry. Of course not, Grim. I just hope I was helpful. Absolutely. You're an incredible source of solutions. They should build a monument in your honor. Oh, don't exaggerate, Grim. Monuments are usually built for the dead, after all, right? Ha ha ha. Hee hee. Happy to have been of help. See you soon, Grim. Here I am at Dragomira's house. After everything that happened, I admit I'm a little embarrassed. I feel like I'm back at the scene of a crime. Grim, here you are. It seems like you've kept your word in the end. Professor, I am at your complete disposal. I would do everything I can to make it up to you. I'll fix your garden as you asked me to. Very well. Is that all? Ha! My garden is really big. We'll see at the end of the day if you'd still be full of energy. Since I'm here, I might as well ask her for information about Mathilda Campbell. I'll show remorse and work hard. That way I'm sure she'll tell me everything she knows about Olga's creator. I'll start right away, Professor. If you don't mind, I'll take off my jacket. Of course, make yourself comfortable. It doesn't bother me at all. Oh look, she's checking him out. I could be wrong. But I have the impression that Dragomira enjoys looking at me. However, Dragomira has been a werewolf hunter for centuries. What if that look of hers is nothing but her desire to kill me? Nah, what am I thinking? If she wanted to kill me, she'd already have done it. Oh wow, he's mowing the lawn. All this power and magic, and he's still using a regular old freaking push mower. Dragomira was right. This is not an easy job. No one has touched this garden for years. Ugh, it's hot. Too hot. Maybe I should take off my shirt. That's better. Dragomira's gaze is still on me. Damn, this garden is a pain. It's really tiring. Maybe I should transform so I have the strength of the wolf. Hold on. I don't know what that would lead to. Here we go. Now everything will be easier. So I'll do it much faster. And it seems like the teacher appreciated my transformation. I'm almost done. Despite my superhuman strength, it was a truly titanic job. Dragomira is eyeing me up. Just one last effort. Grim, that's enough for today. But, Professor, I haven't finished the whole garden. It's enough for today. I had fun watching you work. I can't ask you to finish everything in just one day anyway. You're all sweaty and tired. I wouldn't want you to get sick. Hey, is she flirting with me? Okay, then I'll come back to finish the job another day. I'm surprised, Grim. You seem like a person of your word. Not all of your kind are. I'm sure you'll keep your promise. Professor, can I ask you a question? Go ahead, Grim. Have you ever met Mathilda Campbell? The name is not unfamiliar to me. Are you referring to the creator of Madame Olga? Exactly her. Do you know what happened to her? Vaguely. I started tracking her down a few centuries ago. When a construct like Olga is created, knowledge seekers like me go on a mission. It's important for understanding the laws of the universe. Anyway, I've never met Miss Campbell. Mathilda was killed on the way back near the village of Seymour, where her castle was located. A group of bandits, probably. Damn. Do you think her body is still there? It could be. Campbell was well liked by the villagers. She could have been buried right in Seymour's cemetery. Thank you so much, Professor. See you soon. I have the information I was looking for. Now I can solve Olga's doubts and traumas. This way, not only will I help her, perhaps I'll also get access to the library's confidential information. I'll need a hand, though. I'll talk to Maxine about it. After all, the success of this mission will directly help her with her problem. I'll write her a message right away. I need to see her soon. Perfect. Tomorrow, after classes in the courtyard. It's a date. Just in time for the appointment with Maxine. I hope I'm early for once. I don't like making people wait. Ah, scratch that. I think I see Maxine. What is she doing? Yoga? Damn, Maxine is really sexy. What do? Do I interrupt her or enjoy the show? Well, I technically am early and the show looks promising. I'll stay and watch a little longer. Whoa, I've forgotten how gorgeous Maxine is. It's incredible that a zombie can have such an amazing body and curves. Watching her move like that is really exciting. She seems very agile and flexible. I bet she can turn her head all the way around, right? She must really care about her physical shape. She trains constantly. Oh yes, baby, those leggings are really tight. Yoga's not for me, I'd never practice it. But I could spend hours looking at her. Ah, seems she's done with those exercises. Well, we don't have stealth, so we can just interrupt her or wait some more. I hope she doesn't mind if I interrupt her. Hey, Maxine, I'm here. Sorry for the delay. Hey, Grim, good to see ya. What do you say we sit down and talk about what you mentioned on the phone? Certainly. So you were telling me you have some news, right? Yes, exactly. I mean, not directly related to your problem, actually, but it's something that can help with your case. I'll try to explain everything briefly. So, apparently information on necromancy is forbidden here at Silverleaf. The other day in the library, I tried to ask Professor Olga for information. I wanted to consult books on necromancy to learn more about the man who raised you, but no luck. Olga says that apart from rare exceptions, Silverleaf does not provide authorization for their consultation. Damn, it's a big problem. So we can't gather any useful information on where to find Kairis? Yeah. However, I haven't given up. Instead, I looked for an alternative way. If the only way to access this information is a special authorization, we'll get this authorization directly from Olga. And how do you plan on doing that? Olga is certainly not the most flexible person on campus. No, definitely not. Alright guys, so that's where we're going to end Monster College for now. We'll see you guys back here next week for more of Monster College. Lust Academy coming at you next.